This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. American troops are moving through the southern parts of Fallujah. That's the last part of the city to be assaulted by U.S. forces. So far, the Marines say they believe they have killed about 1,200 Iraqi insurgents, as well as foreigners. They're also reporting 38 U.S. servicemen and 6 Iraqi troops killed. Now, the Marines are searching for small bands of rebels. NPR's Ann Garrels is with the 3rd Marine Division in Fallujah.
Over the weekend, 26-year-old Lieutenant Aaron Brown of Charlie Company dispatched 4-man squads to comb his sector of northern Fallujah house by house. They blew open the front doors looking for arms caches and insurgents. They found lots of weapons, sometimes so many rockets and mortars they couldn't move them but had to destroy them in place along with the building. The fighters, however, proved more elusive. That suddenly changed. As the squad headed up the stairs of one house, grenades were thrown at them from the second floor. The Marines managed to pull back. 2 stayed hidden on the first floor. Thinking all the Marines had fled, 4 insurgents eventually came down, and Lieutenant Brown says his men blew them apart. But over the weekend, Charlie Company took 11 casualties. According to Brown, you clear an area and the insurgents come back. He says the only way to do this right is to occupy every single building, which is impossible. The battalion commander, Lieutenant Colonel Mike Ramos, watched the progress of the fight from a highway that's allegedly now secure. Seconds after he moved, a rocket-propelled grenade hit the spot where his Humvee had been idling. The battle for Fallujah has not been as bad as the Marines anticipated, but it's a painstaking and deadly process clearing the city. Marines and soldiers may be everywhere, but nowhere is yet safe. Few civilians have been found here in the north, about 30 families cowering in their houses so far. 24 bodies of Mujahideen rot on the streets where Marines say they were shot. Few bodies of insurgents have been found in houses the Marines have hit. The insurgent leadership has not been located, raising the question whether most have left Fallujah for other places in the country. Last night, working by red glow sticks to avoid attracting enemy fire, company commanders met with Colonel Ramos in his temporary headquarters to compare notes. They agree insurgents usually now move in small groups of 4. They have weapons stored in houses all over the city, using a code of sorts to tell each other where they are. Houses with a black wire thrown over the wall with a brick attached to it usually contain caches. Houses with painted windows or windows stuffed with sandbags should arouse suspicion. Corner houses are particularly dangerous. Most of the insurgents left try to pick off vulnerable American troops. When attacked, the Mujahideen now tend to flee. Only a few will fight to the death. Phone intercepts indicate most of the Mujahideen left in the city are Iraqis, not foreign fighters, and that they're looking for ways to escape. Constantly on the move, focusing on their own sectors, the Marines and the 1-3 have little idea how the offensive to the south is going and are anxious for news. Company commanders also request more detailed maps to help them chart which houses have been cleared and who's living where. In the absence of running water, the Marines also need more baby wipes. After a week, they're pretty filthy. Colonel Ramos sends a team a few miles back to the rear to do some shopping. Many of the Marines have taken up smoking, but with supply routes cut because of the fighting, the only ones left in the base PX are cools. They're not the Marines' first choice, but they're better than nothing. There's mail waiting for the battalion. 2 tons of it, postmarked August. It followed the battalion from Hawaii to Okinawa, then Kuwait, finally catching up with the Marines in Iraq. Humvees and armored personnel carriers are now decorated with new photographs of wives and girlfriends. A strapping staff sergeant carries a teddy bear stuffed in his backpack, a present from his 19-month-old daughter. Sergeant Christopher Anderson's good luck charm remains his ragged camouflage shirt. He took a mortar round and survived unscathed. He plans to wear those same camis until the end, whenever that may be. It won't be as soon as the Marines want. The 1-3 deployed to Iraq especially for this operation is due to sail for home at the end of December, but Colonel Ramos is not at all sure they'll be leaving by then. This morning, loudspeakers moved through the north of the city telling the remaining civilians food and water is available at 2 mosques. About 60 men emerged to pick up supplies, but when an insurgent sniper killed one of them, they fled back to their houses. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Fallujah.